Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
The three contenders looking to succeed Michael D. Higgins at Áras an Uachtaráin all faced personal criticism on the second full day of the presidential campaign trail. Voters go to the polls this day, 4 weeks to decide Ireland's next head of state. Well, our reporter Barry Lenehan has more. What's been happening, Barry?
Well, two of the Áras, three Clare, headed for the Kingdom of Kerry today. Heather Humphreys taking on the role of Jarvey in Killarney. Jim Gavin reacquainting himself with Sam Maguire in Tralee, and both taking in the famous Listowel races, hoping to avoid being early fence fallers in this contest. But Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys, she awoke to awkward headlines in the Irish Times and criticism from Lucia O'Farrell, the mother of Monaghan hit and run victim Shane O'Farrell. The 23-year-old cyclist, recall, he was killed by a career criminal with multiple convictions who was out on bail when he should have been behind bars. Now, we've reported on Shane's story on this programme on several occasions over the years, and a few months ago the O'Farrells received a state apology in the Dáil. But Lucia O'Farrell has told me this evening how she felt that if Heather Humphreys could, quote, not address this failure which resulted in a horrific death in her own constituency, how is it possible she could consider representing the people of Ireland? Mrs. O'Farrell added how Miss Humphreys never stood shoulder to shoulder with her outside the Dáil when many from across the political divide did, and that Miss Humphreys didn't adequately respond to correspondence on the matter. Now, a spokesperson for the presidential candidate said the O'Farrell family have endured terrible pain since the loss of Shane. Heather has spoken with Lucia in the past and welcomes the state apology earlier this year. It's also worth noting how Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty has been one of the O'Farrell's biggest supporters. But in a wider context, Clare, this issue perhaps points to the risk of Fine Gael's strategy around Heather Humphreys. The party, of course, keen to emphasise her extensive and lengthy experience as a government minister, but her opponents may counter this perhaps to hone in on her all her political decisions and her government's record in office. Now, on a more positive footing, Heather Humphreys received quite a significant endorsement for her campaign today in Kerry, with Minister Michael Healy-Ray joining her on the canvas, and she also outlined some more of her plans if elected president.
I've been out and about, I've been talking to people, I've been talking to a lot of young people, and I've said to them that the president has a council of state to advise her on issues around the constitution. I would like to set up a council of youth, young people that can advise the president on what their needs are, and I think that would be a new initiative. I also want to put a huge focus on volunteers. I want to recognise the work that they do, to say to the volunteers, most importantly, to say thank you, but also to recognise their long service.
And Barry, Catherine Connolly canvassing at the other end of the country.
Yes, canvassing across County Donegal today. The key thing for her, remember, the support from the United Left. And she was backed by a coalition of left-wing parties and independents, including Sinn Féin today. Her and her supporters, they insist that they could be part of a paradigm shift in Irish politics here. And on her trip today, Miss Connolly visited the Hannah Hats factory, which was established all the way back in 1924. Now, the independent Galway West TD, she has attracted numerous front-page headlines already in this campaign. And speaking to one TD who's close to her today, Clare, they insisted this is perhaps down to her being taken somewhat out of context, as they put it. Now, Miss Connolly's comments about a spend all over Europe on the military-industrial complex and her drawing of parallels between the current increase in military spending in Germany and its rearmament during the 1930s, it dominated column inches again today. The Labour TD, Duncan Smith, has asked her to clarify what she meant by that. And this follows, of course, Alan Kelly of the same party distancing himself from Catherine Connolly on this programme earlier this week. Now, both Heather Humphreys and Jim Gavin were asked about Miss Connolly's comments. Miss Humphreys said she didn't agree with what Catherine Connolly had to say. Mr. Gavin said he didn't want to get involved in a tit-for-tat with another candidate, but said that Europe needs to defend herself. But Catherine Connolly, she was asked about those comments.
Every country, every sovereign state has a right to self-defence, without a doubt. My concern is the use of the military-industrial complex, the massive profits that they are making. I feel it's endangering our peace worldwide, and I think we have a duty as a neutral country to speak out on that. And the amount of, for example, Germany, just as one example, is re-boosting its economy through the military-industrial complex, and that's worrying. But not just Germany, all countries are doing that. England has done it, America has done it, and the EU as a project more and more is going down the road of the military-industrialisation.
And what about Jim Gavin, Barry? What sort of questions has he faced?
He faced more questions about his statement at the beginning of the week in relation to what he said were false and malicious social media posts about him. He said there needs to be a zero tolerance in social media abuse and that people are being affected by this every day. He insisted it wasn't just about him, it was about wider societal impact, although he did speak of the effect on his wife and his children of the recent online posts about his private life. The former Dublin manager last night attended the book launch of former Kerry footballer Mark O'Shea, and while Fianna Fáil's strategy might be concentrated on Gavin's swooping votes in Dublin, they will need his GAA links like last night to count elsewhere too at the ballot box outside of the Pale. Now, Mr Gavin also, of course, has a 20-year career with the Defence Forces, and yesterday he claimed he didn't see any bullying or sexism during his time in Oglaí na hÉireann, despite the slew of revelations that have come to the surface in the past 4 years. This prompted criticism in the Irish Daily Mail earlier from Diane Byrne of the Women in Honour group, who said, quote, "It's very hard to believe," and Mr Gavin didn't see any bullying or sexism. She said she worked in the Air Corps at the same time as Jim Gavin, but insisted she personally had no issue with him. And Jim Gavin was asked about this earlier.
I was horrified about them, particularly for women who have committed themselves to Oglaí na hÉireann, you know, sworn oath of allegiance, you know, wore the uniform. I wore that uniform in my cadet class with women on the island of Ireland and overseas with women who proudly wore the uniform of the state in terms of defence forces. It's absolutely shocking, horrific what took place. But, you know, I support those women who have taken a very brave step. They have done the state some service. In terms of my time, in my career, I had a very positive experience, but I understand that wasn't for everybody. I'm encouraged that a tribunal has been set up so women can tell their stories and that action can be taken.
What happens this weekend then, Barry?
Well, Catherine Connolly likely to be alongside Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald at an event in Dublin. Sinn Féin support oh so critical for the Connolly campaign. Heather Comfries will canvass in Cork, a key area, a key battleground in this presidential contest, given the lack of any candidate from Munster. And Jim Gavin, he'll officially launch his campaign in Dublin on Sunday. There are no opinion polls expected this weekend, Claire, meaning the campaign still very much in its embryonic stage, although that could well change with the first televised candidate debate due on Monday.
All right, for now, Barry Lenehan, thank you for that.